latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Spanish government may revive the proposed Tren de la Costa investment program that would see the rail network expand through parts of the Costa Blanca. The Ministry of Infrastructure has submitted plans for a feasibility study to the Ministry of Development that would investigate the plans after they were shelved due to the economic crisis. The cost for the Valencia to Alicante network has also been reduced to just €955 million, after the first planned budget was just over €1 billion, rising to €1.3 billion when formally introduced in 2007. The plan has been split into four key stages, the most exciting perhaps being Stage 3, which would include a rail connection to Alicante Elche Airport in the town of El Altet, covering the provincial capital of Alicante, and continuing north to Benidorm. Parts of the tram network would be modernised in the north of the Alicante province, and some of the proposed routes would be developed alongside single-line sections, with enough space for them to be developed into two-line sections in the future. Stage 1 covers Gandia to Oliva, a 10.19 kilometre single-line section of track with trains capable of travelling at between 100 and 140 kilometres an hour, with new stations at Gandia Hospital, Belga Guard, and provisionally at Olivia. Stage 2 is also from Olivia to Denia, including the excavation of the routes in Olivia, and a 23.9 kilometre single-line section, speeds the same as Stage 1, with new stations at Oliva, El Verge, Ondara, and an intermodal station in Denia. Stage 3 is the El Altet to Benidorm route via Alicante, which is also the most expensive, swallowing up over a third of the total budget at a cost of almost €370 million. The plan is for a 50.13 kilometre high-speed single-line track running through a 1.86 kilometre tunnel with an additional station at El Campeo. The final stage, Stage 4, will see the improvement to the tram network between Denia and Benidorm, including the electrification of Linea 9, converting the track to a European standard gauge, and improving the routes along the way, with a maximum running speed of 84.4 kilometres per hour. Although the plans are exciting for many who might wish to travel high-speed to Benidorm or the airport, there will be considerable disruption to the land and the environment in order to complete the network, and as they've already been considered for many years whilst facing numerous knockbacks, whether the train network is realised remains to be seen, but the fact that the plans are being reconsidered is seen as a positive move by many, showing not only a stability in the country, but a commitment to a new area of the Costa Blanca. For more details on this story, visit our website, www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.